Hello, I'm Peter Jones and this is my third People's Podcast. I think you'll agree that 2020 has been a very difficult year for all of us really, and now I'm sitting here on September the 2nd recording this and things haven't really got a lot better. We still don't know how we're going to get rid of COVID. It's getting now that everybody's getting a little bit fed up. Well, with all these restrictions on our normal life that we've had to deal with, I think it's fair to say that music is the one constant. Music seems to be there when you need it most, and my goodness, we've needed it a lot in these few months. I mean, music can evoke all sorts of different emotions in each one of us, from sadness to elation and anything in between. And we also associate music with parts of our lives that we've enjoyed or that we remember, and sometimes we remember the song that was played on the day that we were married. It could be something that you heard on your first date with your first girlfriend that's stuck in your mind for very happy reasons. It can be many things to many people, can music, and that's why I'm so pleased that I'm doing these podcasts. And I think the point about these is that a little bit like the eponymous Forrest Gump and his proverbial box of chocolates, I never really know what I'm going to get, and that makes it exciting and interesting. Also, during the course of doing these podcasts, I've heard songs that I didn't even know existed, and some of them I've really enjoyed. But anyway, down to the music now, and we're talking of COVID-19, and I actually heard on the news today that Glasgow is one of the latest places to be locked down. And this first request comes from a lady in Glasgow called Patricia Kane, or Pat, as she prefers to be called. Well, Pat, I hope that you keep your spirits up and you're not too depressed about being stuck indoors again. If it's any consolation, it's happened to all of us, and I'm sure we're all going to get through this in the end, and I hope that this helps a little bit. This request you've actually written to me here, and Pat says, "Hi, Peter, could you play Albatross by Fleetwood Mac? Dedicated to my late husband, Joe. It reminds me of the fireworks night in Pitt and Weem, which was preceded by this song. It was truly haunting." Right, Pat. Okay, then, for you and Joe, here is Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. Thank you. that was Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. And just going back to the quote I was talking about before from the Forrest Gump film, it's actually Forrest Gump's mom who said, "Life is like a box of chocolates, you never know what you get." And I hate to break it to her, but actually you do, because you get a little inlay card in each box. Now I'm just wondering if in Forrest's case, his mum used to hide the inlay card just to make it more exciting for him. Okay, on with the requests now, and the next one is for a lady called Judith Murphy, and she would like to dedicate this song to a friend of hers called Julie, who she calls her allotment buddy, and she says, "Thank you for the support over the years and the interior design advice." She would like to hear for Julie a song by the Lumineers called "Nobody Knows How to Say Goodbye," and it's from the film Pete's Dragon, the 2016 version of it. Okay, here it is. "Nobody Knows" by the Lumineers.
Nobody knows how to say goodbye. It seems so easy till you try. Then the moment pass you by. Nobody knows how to say goodbye. Nobody knows how to get back home. And we set out so long ago. Search the heavens in the earth below. Nobody knows how to get back home. Through the darkness to the dawn. When I look back, you're gone. Heard your voice leading me on through the darkness, through the dawn.
Nobody Knows by the Lumineers. That's one of the songs I hadn't heard before, but I really like it. My next request comes from a lady I actually interviewed for the Acorn Community News, which I work for, which is also in Accrington. And this lady, during lockdown, she actually teaches textiles at a private school, but unfortunately she had to go into hospital in January for an operation, and the recovery time took longer than she thought, and by the time she'd recovered, lockdown happened, so she was actually been off when lockdown occurred for 8 weeks already. Of course, this left her with time on her hands, and being very creative, she decided to create a rainbow garden, and it was really the talk of the town because it's so beautiful, and she recycled all sorts of things and put them in the garden, and she's actually doing an exhibition at the local art gallery as well. So this has really turned into some sort of project for her. And this rainbow garden, if you Google it, you'll find it on Facebook actually, and it's got many, many followers worldwide. It's been a real success. And it's sort of gone viral on all the Facebook pages and everything, and people are still contributing to that, so that's brilliant. And the pleasure of interviewing her, and I also mentioned that I did these podcasts, and she gave me a request for her daughter. This is what she said. Please could you play Coldplay Yellow for my daughter Beth Spencer for the podcast? And that's what I'll play now for you, Andrea and Beth, Yellow by Coldplay.
all the things that you did.
That was Yellow by Coldplay. Now, in my last podcast, People's Podcast 2, I played a request for someone of Leonard Cohen singing Tower of Song, and listening to it, I actually commented after that I thought it sounded like something he'd done in later life. Well, the next person to give me a request is called Terry Hooper, and he's told me, I'm a bit of a Leonard Cohen fanatic, and note that Tower of Song was released on his I'm Your Man album in 1988, more in the middle of his career, before he spent time as a Buddhist monk ordained in 1996. Thanks for that, Terry. I mean, that is a bit of information I certainly didn't know, and of course you put me right on something as well. Anyway, he goes on to say, if you're doing the third podcast, I'd like to request for my lovely wife Linda, who loves early Cohen but struggles with his deep voice in later offerings, and would like the cover version of If It Be Your Will by the Webb Sisters from their album Savages, or alternatively, Dance Me to the End of Love from Leonard Cohen's Various Positions. But what he's saying, in effect, is that he would like the Webb Sisters cover for his wife, but he's in luck, because later on, if you listen, Terry, you might be very surprised. For the time being, here we are, from Terry to Linda, who is in Westeros, by the way, up in the Scottish Highlands. Here is the Webb Sisters with If It Be Your Will.
Feel within.
If It Be Your Will by the Webb Sisters for Terry up there in Westeros. Now, I hadn't heard that before, but I think it's absolutely beautiful, and the harmonies are absolutely wonderful. That's a really good choice, Terence. Thanks for that. Okay, on with my next request. And this one is for a guy called Stephen Hoyle, who lives in the Isle of Wight. And he was actually once from round these parts, Accrington to be exact. And he wants me, well, he says this one is for all clerics and Stanley supporters everywhere. Hopefully we can again go and suffer or rejoice at Turf Moor or the Wham Stadium. Could I have Geronimo by Shepherd? It seems very appropriate and should cheer everyone up. Thank you for that, Stephen, and that's what we'll play right now.
Can you feel it? Now it's coming back. Feel it. If we bridge this gap, I can see you through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it, yeah, you held my hand, but I tossed it. Didn't understand you were waiting as I dove into the waterfall. So say you run.
Okay, well, that was Geronimo by Shepherd. Now, I am quite honoured to get this next request because it comes from a fellow Accringtonian who is very famous indeed. He was Accrington cricket captain, went on to captain Lancashire, played for England. He played 9 test matches until, unfortunately, his career was cut short by a recurring injury. Then went on to be England coach. And now he is on Sky Sports doing cricket commentary along with the brilliant team that cover cricket on there. And he has asked me to play for him a Bob Dylan song. Now, the Bob Dylan song he wants is Not Dark Yet, and he wants to dedicate this to his great friend Bob Willis, who passed away recently, and to all prostate cancer patients. Thank you, David. So, in dedication of Bob, who is an absolutely brilliant fast bowler and a good friend of yours, and also to all prostate cancer patients, here is Not Dark Yet by Bob Dylan.
Thank you. know it looks like I'm moving, but I'm standing still. Every nerve in my body is so naked and dumb. I can't even remember what it was I came here to get away from.
Was Not Dark Yet by Bob Dylan. Very sad piece. Now, on to my next request, and this one is for Carl Noblet. Now, Carl wants to hear Teo Cruz, I Can Be. He says it was a song released back in 2007 with some special lyrics of positivity and motivation. One thing that lockdown has taught me is for all of us to care more, speak more to each other, and look out more for each other. As we come out of this slowly, I feel that it is a fitting track for good times ahead, dedicated to my lovely family and amazing friends who are just there for you. So here it is, Carl, Teo Cruz with I Can Be. Well, that was quite uplifting, Tyre Cruiser I Can Be, and thank you for that, Carl. Now, this is seems to be a podcast for high-profile requests, because the next one comes from an author who's written more than 30 books, crime thrillers at that. He's actually written 27 now in the series of Henry Christie books, who is his detective. His name is Nick Oldham, and his latest book, which is called Bad Timing, will be available on Amazon on the 30th of September, but you can actually pre-order it now. And if you go on there, you'll see a lot of his other titles. He's a really great author, and I recommend that you read him, because he's really at the top of his game. He said, I would like to hear Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones from my wife Belinda, having just celebrated our 5th wedding anniversary, having been together much longer than that. I love her to bits. So this is for you, Belinda, from your loving husband Nick, Wild Horses by the Stones.
Treat you unkind.
Stones, Wild Horses and the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones have been around forever, it seems. I mean, they started around the same time as the Beatles, and the Beatles packed up around 1969, 1970. The Stones are still going, and this is now 2020, so quite an amazing group and a brilliant sound. Okay, for my next request, I would like to go to Great Barrington in Massachusetts, good old US of A, and we hear from Heather Wallers. Now, Heather, who lives in Great Barrington, but actually was born and brought up in Copaic, which is in New York State, would like to hear, for her mum, she would like to hear Dance Me to the End of Love, Leonard Cohen. So if you're listening, Terry Hooper, you got the double up. You got your other song as well. Now this, she says, is for my mum, who although she has passed, I know she's keeping an eye on her family still, and I send this with love. So this is from Heather to her late mum, Dance Me to the End of Love by Leonard Cohen.
La 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 panic till I'm gathered safely in. Touch me with your naked hand, touch me with your glove, dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end. Dance me to the end of love.
My last request from the public is from someone else who's a very talented folk singer, actually. He's called Mark Dowding, and lots of people in the Lancashire area know of him, and he's really good at what he does. And he lives there, I always think he lives in somewhere called Newborough, which is quite near Ormskirk, I believe. Mark has actually written to me and said he would like to hear Guy Mitchell, She Wears Red Feathers and a Hooly Hooly Skirt. It got to number one in the UK charts in 1953, and it stayed there for 4 weeks, according to Mark. And please play this for my mum Audrey, who is 88 and keeping well in the current health climate. She likes 50s music, including Jim Reeves and Pat Boone. So this is for Mark Dowding and his mum. It's called She Wears Red Feathers, and it's by Guy Mitchell.
I worked in a London bank, respectable position. From 9 to 3 they serve you tea, but soon your disposition. Each night at music hall, travelogues I see. And once the pearl of a native girl kept smiling right at me. She wears red feathers and a hooly hooly skirt. And fish from the sea, a rose in her hair, a gleam in her eyes, and love in her heart for me. Goodbye to the London bank, I started in the sailing. The 14th day from Mandalay, I spied her from the railing. She knew I was on my way, waited and was true. She said, you son of an Englishman, I dreamed each night of you. She wears red feathers and a hooly hooly skirt. She wears red feathers and a hooly hooly skirt. She lived on just coconuts and fish from the sea. A rose in her hair, a gleam in her eyes, and love in her heart for me. And Paul, and said I loved her only, and they both said we could be wed. Oh, what a ceremony. An elephant brought her in, placed her by my side, while 6 baboons got out bassoons and played here tons of bride. I'm back here in London town, and though it may sound silly, she's here with me, and you should see us walk down Piccadilly. The boys at the London bank kinda hold their breath. She sits with me and sips her tea, which tickles them to death. She wears red feathers and a hooly hooly skirt. She wears red feathers and a hooly hooly skirt. She lives on just coconuts and fish fur on the sea.
It for another podcast, but I'm hoping that there'll be more, and of course that's up to you whether you want to get in touch with me and send me requests. You can do that either by emailing me at accypete57@gmail.com. that's accypete57 pjones@gmail.com. Or you, if you're on Twitter, you can get me at pjones57. Or you can, if anybody knows me on Facebook, you can always message me there. And also, because Echo News is involved heavily in this, you can also get me on echonewsinfo@gmail.com. So that's quite a few places that you can actually get in touch if you want to. I'd like to just add a little bonus request here, because the magazine I work for, I think I mentioned at the beginning of this, is called Acorn Community News, and it's actually 9 years old this month, so I thought it would be nice to pay a little tribute to that magazine and to Tracy, who owns it and is such a wonderful person who works really hard, and it has been my pleasure to work at the magazine with her for the last 7 years of those nine. As a feature writer and also as an administrator of the website. Okay, well, I would like to thank you all for listening, and I would like to wish you all a happy and peaceful September and beyond, and let's hope that we see the back of this horrible COVID before too long. But for the time being, please stay well, stay safe, and keep talking to each other. Thank you. Bye for now. So this is for you, Tracy, and for Echo News, and it's called Happy Birthday by Altered Images.